The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about electricity.
Don't count on electricity. Over the past decade, America's electricity usage rose by just 5%, and our power grid is built for this status quo of slow, steady growth. That is about to change. According to an energy project out of Princeton University, domestic electricity demand is expected to increase up to 18% by 2030, and 38% by 2035. If our grid fails to keep up, imagine blackouts striking U.S. cities that leave you unable to use your appliances or drive your car. It comes down to the government's dream of moving completely away from fossil fuels. We've explained before how this dream is just that, a dream. We will still be using fossil fuels far longer than the current presidential administration likes to think.
Yes, exactly. It's a pipe dream. But even so, the Biden administration is still trying to push it. So what could we see with electricity demand?
While electric vehicles, or EVs, will represent much of this increased electricity demand, the Princeton Project estimates that light-duty vehicles, not counting large trucks and aviation, will use up to 3,360% more electricity by 2035. It takes about as much energy to power an electric water heater for a year as to drive a Tesla Model 3 for 14,000 miles. This Tesla also uses about 10 times more electricity than it would take to power a new energy-efficient refrigerator for a year. And larger EVs, like electric pickup trucks, even use more power. In response to rising demand, the U.S. Department of Energy recently announced $1.3 billion to help upgrade our electric grid, a project spanning six states. But $1.3 billion is not nearly enough. We need many multiples of that to satisfy the coming electricity demand.
And that's crazy. We are talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. Do they even understand the majority of taxpayers that would foot that bill cannot afford the tax increases needed to pay for all that? Just what planet are these people living on?
In a study commissioned by the California Public Utilities Commission, California alone will have to spend $50 billion by 2035 in grid upgrades to meet EV targets. And vehicles are not the only thing becoming electric. Stoves and other household appliances are increasingly running on electricity, given the government's health and environmental objections to gas. More homes and large industrial buildings are also starting to use electric heating. Our electrical grid needs massive upgrades. We not only have to expand the grid, but also overhaul today's insufficient infrastructure. While we are believers that fossil fuels will remain vital to our economy over the next decade, the government will do everything it can to push electrification forward, and it will do that the only way it knows how, by spending a massive amount of money.
Or don't you mean we, the people, being forced to spend a massive amount of borrowed high-interest money because we don't even have it?
If the grid needs hundreds of billions of dollars to support electric heaters, stoves, and cars, the government will make sure the juice flows to its dream. Utilities are public companies that provide specific localities with daily necessities, things like water, gas, and electricity. Many utilities are highly regulated natural monopolies. The government allows utilities to set rates on water or electricity that provide the company an agreed-upon return on capital, usually somewhere between 8 and 10%. So even if an electricity provider needs to pay to upgrade its infrastructure, the government lets it pass those costs to its customers, who cannot get their juice from anyone else. Today, volatility is higher than normal, and the utility sector is trading near a three-year low. The biggest reason for this drawdown involves interest rates. During the financial crisis and in the years following, interest rates were around 0%. Bloomberg estimates that chances of a recession over the next 12 months at more than 50%, and the odds feel even greater when you talk to the average investor, especially when we keep getting data telling us debt loads are increasing.
Exactly. And if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.